Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 2 p.m., here's your hourly briefing. Today in Israel, skies are clear and temperatures are mild across major cities. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are enjoying a comfortable afternoon, while Haifa experiences a gentle breeze. Perfect weather for those outside. Here are today's headlines. First, a Tajikistani man was arrested in Israel on suspicion of spying for Iran, as reported by JNS just under an hour ago. Also, earlier today, a senior Lebanese official warned of Israeli deception while the Lebanese president called for peace, according to Israel Hayom. Also this hour, Ynet reports a Tajik national was taken into custody in Israel for allegedly sharing missile strike locations with Iran. Separately, a California man received a one-year jail sentence for the 2023 death of a pro-Israel protester, as covered by Forward 2 hours ago. And finally, I-24 News has informed that Israel's defense ministry warns its rehabilitation system is at risk of collapse. From X, the latest. Open-source intelligence analyst OSINT613 shared just minutes ago that Syria's Foreign Minister Assad al-Shibani, speaking from Beirut, condemned Israel's attacks on Lebanon, calling for calm and stability in the region. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, posted earlier today about the backlash against Prime Minister Netanyahu. Freed hostage Ilai Sharabi criticized Netanyahu's recent comments, which many found distasteful. Ynet Global highlighted Israel's somber marking of 1,000 days since October 7th, with memorials and protests demanding accountability from the government. Let's go deeper, starting with the arrest of the Tajikistani man in Israel. JNS reports he allegedly provided Iran with critical locations, including the coordinates of Tel Aviv's Azrieli Towers during the conflict. This arrest underscores ongoing security concerns in the region. For citizens, it highlights the continuous vigilance required against espionage threats. Turning to Lebanon, where tensions rise as Israel is accused of stirring internal conflict. Israel Hayom noted that Lebanese Parliament Speaker Nabi Berri accused the IDF of interference, while the president urged for a chance at peace. This discord adds complexity to Lebanon's internal politics, affecting regional diplomacy. Meanwhile, Ynet provided more details on the Tajik national's arrest. Prosecutors claim Behruz Sobrigon maintained contact with an Iranian handler. This development further complicates Israel-Iran relations, posing challenges for Israeli intelligence and diplomatic efforts. In the U.S., Forward reported on the sentencing of a California man linked to the death of Paul Kessler, a Jewish protester. The case drew international attention, reflecting broader tensions surrounding pro-Israel demonstrations in the United States. And I-24 News warned about Israel's defense ministry's concerns over the rehabilitation system. The ministry fears potential collapse without intervention. This situation highlights critical challenges in supporting veterans and others needing rehabilitation services. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reported earlier today that Finance Minister Smotrich passed a reform that the market criticizes as unnecessary, potentially affecting savings negatively. The absence of the Capital Market Authority's head at the announcement further fuels debate. Separately, CTEC noted that Palo Alto Networks will join Israel's key indices under phased entry rules. This step involves gradual inclusion and exposure limits impacting the TA35 and TA125 indices. And finally, Globes revealed a significant rise in Israeli tech fundraising, up 52% in the first half of 2026. Private tech companies raised $7.6 billion, indicating robust growth in the sector. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 3 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.